Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Events Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday evening, October 16th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of events news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Junk.com trades junk for joy at Rides N Rods Car Show. Junk.com made a splash at the 4th annual Rides N Rods Car Show, bringing joy instead of junk removal services. Families enjoyed exploring the Junk.com truck, taking photos, and snagging squishy truck toys. The event featured classic cars, food trucks, and activities, all benefiting local children's programs. CEO Nicole Tertorisi highlighted the community impact, emphasizing the support for Pueblo's kids. Junk.com is known for its junk removal services and commitment to recycling and donating. Learn more at www.junk.com. Hollywood Casino Perryville celebrates 15 years of entertainment, community, and excitement. Hollywood Casino Perryville, a property of Penn Entertainment, is celebrating its 15th anniversary, marking a milestone of delivering top-tier entertainment, gaming, and community impact. Since opening in September 2010, the casino has become a cornerstone of entertainment in northeastern Maryland. General Manager Amy Brennan expressed gratitude to the dedicated team and loyal guests for their support. Over the years, Hollywood Casino Perryville has supported local nonprofits, created jobs, and been a proud partner in community events. The casino is more than just a gaming destination. It's an integral part of the community. Visit their website or follow them on social media for more information on their offerings and events. 30 NFL players urge fans to join Nation of Lifesavers. Learn life-saving CPR. On World Restart a Heart Day, the American Heart Association and NFL are introducing the 2025 Nation of Lifesavers Player Ambassador Class, featuring 30 NFL players dedicated to promoting CPR. These ambassadors will amplify PSAs, social media content, and community education events. Two ambassadors will be at tonight's Thursday night football game. The initiative aims to increase CPR awareness and training to improve survival rates of out-of-hospital cardiac arrest. The NFL Foundation provides CPR grants to teams for community CPR and AED access. The American Heart Association has collaborated with over half of NFL teams to educate players, staff, and fans on hands-only CPR. To learn more and become a lifesaver, visit heart.org/nation.
PACS presents Virtual Research Forum on Judicial Decision-Making in False Sexual Abuse Allegations During Family Court Cases. The Professional Alliance for Child-Centered Safety, PACATS, is hosting a virtual research forum on judicial decision-making in false sexual abuse allegations during family court cases. Jeanette Herman, MSOFC, will present her study on child-centered justice, focusing on challenges and recommendations for handling such cases. Herman's research explores judicial bias, expert evidence conflicts, trauma-informed procedures, and strategies to restore the child's voice in legal processes. By adopting a trauma-informed and evidence-based approach, systems can be created to protect children, support families, and uphold the integrity of the justice process. Join PACS to be part of the change in reforming family court practices to prioritize child safety and well-being.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Events Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.